Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth about swinging. I'm the host with the most, and I can't focus. Cole. I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and highly fucking focused Tits McGee, otherwise known as Amanda.
Hey, I don't have ADD, you do.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What? Squirrel! We're here to tantalate and titillate. This is season 6, episode 274. That means we're one away from 275.
Is that what that means?
That means you can count. I can, and we are so close to 300, I can taste it. Anyway, at home, it's a big deal. No, probably not. Kinda. I don't know. Who knows? Will we go past 300? Well, is that where it'll all end? I thought you were gonna pick a booger out of my nose. I was totally.
That was so fucking gross. No, you have this one beard hair that's curled up.
This is why people love to tune into our show, because the other shows don't do this kind of shit. For those of you who follow along, well, I did that part. Fuck, I don't know, dude. Let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors, shall we? Sure.
We have those?
I know. I'm just as shocked as you are. Hey, you know what? If you want a top quality sex toy, you know what? The type of sex toy that you know you can count on. Quit picking your nose off camera. The nose is the type you can count on. A name you know you can trust that'll bang you silly. MotorBunny.com. Check them out. Make sure you go to MotorBunny.com. Get a motor right to your heart's content. Just saying. Also, if you want to know what's going on in the lifestyle, both the adult world as well as the swear world, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. New editions each month. Make it a habit to read your edition of ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. And hey, it's that time. It's football season. Football season is a great time to do what? Tailgate. What should you do at tailgate? You should have some meat. Where should you put it? On a grill. But you know what? Nobody wants to ruin a good tailgate with just blah meat. Spice it up with top quality meat rubs from our good friends at SmokinMeatBBQTreats.com. That is SmokinMeats, BBQ, lemon pepper, SBG, orange mango, habanero, pineapple paradise, or the brand new Sin-Q. And you know what? If you use Casba 15, you can actually take and get 15% online. Finally, we do believe in safety. It's something we preach, something that's important to us. That's right. 1 in 4 people get roofied at an event, get drugged without their knowledge or consent. Don't be a statistic. That's right. Get a My Cup condom today. You can go to mycupcondom.com/discount/Casba, KASBH10. Get yours today. This is not just a lifestyle thing. You're going to the bar, kids in college, the whole nine yards, be safe. It's what it's all about.
We have special Casba ones.
We have Casba ones or the original ones. And if you own a business.
Or their logo.
If you own a business and you sell alcohol or drinks of any kind and you would like to be able to offer them to your clients, let us know. We can also hook you up and help you out with that as well. Welcome to the show. Hi-ho. So it's been a busy week. This week so far. Well, last week was kind of
like it's only Tuesday.
We didn't do a lot this week because we were both feeling kind of blah. So we didn't actually do anything. I think maybe like the end of summer tiredness fucking galloped up and
I don't know if it's that or what the hell it was.
A lot of allergies.
We stayed home Friday night.
I guess I went out Saturday night, but that's, you know, then saw a friend. But that's, yeah. No, we did not do shiznit. No. So, which is, you know, and that's okay. It's a nice change. Now that we don't have a million things trying to get done, so. Just saying.
We still do, but...
Yeah, we still do. We still have a million and one things to do. We haven't actually accomplished anything, but we're moving forward. That's all that really matters. But you had kind of a good week already so far this week. And in our new... As we go into the adult world, and we'll get into this more a little bit because this is a big part of the topic I want to talk about tonight.
Well, then save it, then.
Well, okay.
No, I don't know.
Well, that's not part of... I mean... No.
Okay.
Now I'm all... Fuck! Now we got to start over. No, I'm just kidding. For us, this is we always talk about on this show, leveling up, right? Anytime you do something new, there you go. There's a yawn. Yawn, let it go, baby. Put a ghost dick in that mouth. We always talk about leveling up, right, on this show about how when you, as whether it's significant other in the life, so you do something brand new, you like are starting at square zero, right? You have to start all the way over kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's the same thing as we have transitioned more and more into the adult world. We're 13 years strong in the swinger lifestyle. And we have a pretty good grasp of what's going on in the swinger world-ish. Because everybody, there's always room to learn. But the adult world is brand new for us.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we are very, very fortunate that we have people in the adult industry know who we are because of the size of our organization and our groups and things like that and our events, and then on top of it with the people that we are friends with, and we're very fortunate because most people, if you went into it cold, wow, how daunting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we have a definite advantage, but it's still a huge learning curve. It's amazing how much stuff you don't know and how much, you know, it's a different ball game a little mm-hmm. bit. So a learning curve. We're not going to say who yet, but you actually, well, we will say this part. One of a very good friend of ours, part of the family, Victoria, took in Peaks, actually got you in contact with some of the folks that she shot with and shoots with, and got passed your information on to them, whatever, to several of them, actually,
mm-hmm.
which is going to make a huge difference when we're in New Jersey at Exotica for shooting, but also some shooting locally around here as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of exciting because we've been doing it ourselves, but this is a step up. This is not like just an OnlyFans thing. This is stepping up into, you know, you're going to be doing professional shoots. And so that's,
yeah,
it's neat. It's a learning curve. It's exciting. And that's just, you know, but it's still a learning curve. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's still a learning curve all the way through. And I actually talked to Victoria today because I told her, you know, she said, let me know how it comes out, right? Or when it gets stuff set up. And we're actually going to have Victoria on the show in the next couple of weeks. At some point in time, we're going to do interviews with her on the show
okay.
as well. So, yeah, here's the thing. I don't do the whole fucking podcast circle jerk where we all tell each other how great we are on each other's shows, but we try to bring other people that have stuff to share and knowledge, and we'll probably get her Izzy, where I get her and her husband at the same time. So it'll be kind of cool, stuff like that we'll do. And hopefully, as this goes along, we're going to learn a lot of stuff. I know we're going to learn a lot of stuff. But part of our goal is as we learn stuff and we go in that direction mm-hmm. and grow in that direction is to also to be able to take and bring that knowledge
mm-hmm.
here to the Midwest and help other people that are wanting to do the same thing. Because there's a lot of people that want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. So that's kind of cool. So we got that going on. So with that, I'm going to throw that next plug in real quick. Make sure Miss Amanda Casba, her OnlyFans, check it out. There's more stuff going on there. We are getting more and more content. You took a whole bunch of really badass pictures. And you got more pictures you'll be doing this weekend as well with themes. So make sure you watch those. So, and yes, we are shooting content with other people. So there you go. All kinds of fun stuff coming. So let's talk a little bit. I actually want to talk a little bit about this whole concept of the adult side a little bit. And some people are going to listen and go, but this is a swinger thing. Yeah, it is a swinger thing, which is exactly why I think we need to talk about this. Because we all know, like, there's a million one people. I get asked, you probably don't as much because you're at your right real job, where I'm at. My real job is this. I get asked a million times a day, a million times a week, people that are interested in starting an OnlyFans accounts or how they can make money off of OnlyFans, loyal fans. I mean, there's a million one different platforms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to know about this and they want to do it, and which is awesome, right? Super cool. But the part that I think is so damn funny with it is how even in the lifestyle, we talk about don't yuck people's yums, right? Mm-hmm. It's a huge thing. The almost shitty, snotty responses or things that come up when we talk about or we didn't know what we were doing. And honestly,
no, I couldn't sit there and wait for people to tip you enough to take some clothes off and tip you more.
When you first started on Chatterbait, you were competing with the college girls.
Yeah.
Okay, so the landscape has changed. Exact same thing in door B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Door A is supposedly all about consent. Everybody, everybody, it's approved. Nobody's doing anything without the whole picture. Now it's maybe a group thing. Everything's almost the same, right? We're going to add another dimension to it. Door A.
Going for 15 minutes and trying to catch up. And it's,
I talk fast. I know I need to slow down. Just
whatever. No, but the thing is that Swinger One is probably potentially more fun. As far as enjoyment goes.
And you only know that because now you've experienced some. You have experienced some of the adult world.
Yeah, just a little bit of it. But right. I'm assuming just like any acting thing, you're stop, cut. Okay, now let's start off here.
Right.
I was told it'd be an hour.
Well, even in the stuff that you have done when we were in Miami, it was, okay, that's enough of that. We got all we need. We got all the footage we need of that. Now go to this.
Yeah.
Where it's not just a fluid. It's not the same type of thing as a swinger.
Yeah, we're just going to have fun and record it, and whatever comes of it, comes of it.
Right. But it's funny that we get judgmental as hell about it. Mm-hmm. And people get judgmental, and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe you do that. Well, what are we doing as a hobby? I mean, seriously. How much.
Unless people are looking at more of you're willing to put your face out there and stuff and be labeled in porn.
I think it's more we were told that those were dirty. There's less stop gaps. There's a lot less control with some of the OnlyFans stuff than there is with in the adult community as a whole.
Yeah, I think the adult community way easier.
How much that plays into it. And the challenge is that that creates a monster problem for people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Shannon, both are businesses, but one is marketed by professionals. True. Courtney, I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I'm going to have fun while I still can. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Understand, we're not saying that OnlyFans or any of that, those platforms or the adult world is like should be, everybody should try it or everybody should do it, because it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, some of the best advice we were ever given when we first considered doing the adult world before and early on by another well-known adult star was, understand you can never hide. Your family will find out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will find out. It's not for everybody. And that's okay, but it's just, it's the nuances of the lifestyle. We want to make the lifestyle better. It's not for everybody. It's okay. And that, yes, it's like any other part of the lifestyle. Where you are going to level out, those of you listening right now, where you're going to level out and go, this is, I've reached the peak of where I want to be in the lifestyle, is way different than other people's. Like a mountain range, all the mountains are different heights, right? Mm-hmm. They're not all like just, every mountain's the same. So there's nothing wrong with that. The bigger thing is, if your peak doesn't go as high as somebody else's, don't be shitty to them because their peak goes on up.
Mm-hmm.
By the same token, if your peak is way higher than somebody else's, don't be shitty to somebody because theirs doesn't go as far.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, here's the other ironic part of the whole life, of this whole transition when it used to be very separate. Now there's more and more people, again, trying to get in with OnlyFans and all those different types of things, getting into a form of the adult world. And just like when there was original bonding of inclusion of those other groups, you had a bunch of posers that were doing it wrong. Like when 50 Shades of Grey came out, all of a sudden you had all these swingers that had no idea what they're doing, buying anything they could to hit each other with because they were like, it was like everybody got like rock 'em sock 'em or like, you know, bop things and just start beating the shit out of each other, not knowing what the hell they were doing. And people in that community was like, oh my God, what are you people doing? Mm-hmm. Right? So it's kind of the same thing. You have a whole bunch of people that are like, now they've heard about the select few that are making millions of dollars on OnlyFans, so everybody's trying to do it, but they don't really understand that world at all. Mm-hmm. I strongly encourage anybody, if you're listening to this, if you've never been to an Exotica, go to an Exotica. You don't have to be an adult performer to go to an Exotica. Mm-mm. Go to an Exotica, because you're going to walk around that Exotica. I don't care what you've seen online. I don't care how much you think you know. There's two sides to every Exotica, the actual show. There's the adult side and the lifestyle side. You're going to walk around. You're going to walk around and you're going to go, oh, holy shit. Knowing people in the adult world, been in this a long time, seriously thought when Ash the Bad Puppy was going to be in the booth, was envisioning a furry. That's what I thought it was going to be. Seriously thought that's what it was going to be. Chatterbait, loyal fans had huge booths set up, mm-hmm, on the floor with certain models they had invited. You need to see that. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, some people are going to go, oh, I'm sure it was all just the pretty people. No. They had all different models from all different types of people on Chatterbaits and on loyal fans that have thousands upon thousands of followers. And you realize, you look around and you go, oh, wow. It is a learning curve and a half. And it's, if you want to get into that, you need to walk around. You need to see and talk to them. There are people there that have their own, just like you have your page being built and stuff, will have their own booth. They'll talk to you. Go talk to them. You'll learn a shit ton of stuff. You don't know shit. We didn't. I mean, I walked down there. We walked down there a million times and learned stuff. I'm so damn excited for New Jersey because that's their biggest show. So there's shows in Chicago, Miami, New Jersey, and D.C. I'm so excited for New Jersey because it's their biggest show, because it's going to be cool to get to see, like, there'll be even more vendors and more people there. It is absolutely amazing what you can learn. And if you are serious about doing this stuff, I'd strongly encourage you to do it. Don't be a poser. I mean, understand, if you think, we didn't go into the adult world or start to do this lightly. Mm-mm. I mean, we've had people encouraging us to go for you to get in the adult side for what? Probably 5 or 6 years now, if not more. And we didn't, you know, we didn't take that lightly, and it's taken a lot of people to strongly encourage. And really, when we went to Miami, that was a big, like, let's see if this is a world, a confirmation of this is a world we want to be in. It was. Just like in lifestyle, there's some really badass people. Some cool, super cool people. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. You can jump in and add anything to that. I don't know.
No, I'm just listening.
I know you're just listening, but I'm just, you know. Yeah, so what everybody needs to do is you need to Chicago. If you're in the Midwest, go to the Chicago one. If you go to Exotic, it's 3 X's. Well, I'll put in the notes the Exotica website so you can see the dates of the next year stuff, because you want to go. And actually, Shannon goes, you can't be a wallflower. You have to ask questions and listen. You do. But even if the first day, because it's a 3-day thing.
They have the seminars and all that.
Yeah, they have seminars going on as well. Even if it's just, you just take one day just to walk around to just soak it all in. Mm-hmm. Here's what's funny. You'll never see more butts in your life than you will in Exotica. Just saying. Absolutely. And you get to the point where you're like, oh, sweet. Although, you could always tell when I was like, when I saw one, because I'd be like, I don't know what I'd say. Say something.
Damn.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you hear me go, damn.
Damn. I'm like, oh, must be the other one.
Yeah.
Damn.
And so, but it's cool. The thing with the lifestyle is, part of the reason we talk about this, okay, and this isn't, we're not talking about this to push hers or our stuff, but the odds are you're going to get asked, if you're in the lifestyle long enough, the way the world is now, to potentially shoot content. People are going to ask, people, they should ask you if you, you know, if they want to use that, they should ask, obviously. There's rules with this kind of stuff. This isn't just, we both agree to shoot and then we just post it places. There's like legal laws that you have to have paperwork and documentation.
Believe
and
in stuff the websites, like that. You have to have proper paperwork.
Yeah, if you don't have that, there's stuff like federal offenses, $10,000 fine, 5 years in prison, stuff like that. You can be sued for, you know. But the potential of running into that, having someone go, hey, do you want to shoot content? Or going, hey, I want to shoot content. So you need to understand what's out there a little bit, just as coach.
And let it be known that your real name would be found out.
Right, exactly. It will be found out. And the other thing is,
because everybody has, well, a lot of people have pseudonames. Amanda doesn't. I'm Amanda.
Yeah. The thing with it is that if you don't understand it or you're not sure, then you need to make sure that you're saying no to people videotaping stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's knowing the new world we live in. And I'm telling you, if you're not on those sites or whatever to know, someone can post a lot of shit out there. So it's honestly about understanding it. Everybody presents a really romantic picture of it. But like anything, remember back, well, some of you guys aren't probably going to be old enough to remember, but there was a time when the internet first came out that the concept was if you build a website, you were going to be rich. It never worked that way. Right. This is the same thing. It's not going to necessarily work that way. That you just, you know, do and you're going to be rich. Larry put, cross your T's and dot your I's, because there are always haters. Absolutely, there's always haters.
I remember first doing Chatterbait. I was a stay-at-home mom. You were at work. Mm-hmm. And I would do it during the day. Well, not the prime time to do it, which was dumb, because I couldn't figure out why I couldn't make any money off of it. But whatever. But there came a time that one guy goes, well, I know what you, in the mess, because they can pop up chat, obviously, mm-hmm. Chatterbait, you know. So the chatter part, he pops up and he goes, I know who you are. And I'm like, okay, who am I? And he puts my legal name and I'm like, okay. He's like, they have it fully on their website, you can see it. Well, no, you can't, but you know, you dug in and got it, and that's okay. I'm not hiding anything. Now, looking back, I had kids in school. You know, we know porn stars that were ridiculed by their kids at school.
Right.
You're not allowed to participate in PTA.
They were super parents. They were involved in all this stuff. They were known as awesome parents until it got found out what they do. And then they got ostracized, totally. And that's the other reason we want to talk about it. The problem is when the outside sources, the resources, paint this as this glorious thing. And if you're on X, formerly known as Twitter, you see all these people putting it on there and there's some dreams of grandeur. Remember, there's a sales job that goes with this stuff to a degree.
Yeah, there is.
But a lot of you people listening know us or have met us or have come to some of our events. So imagine, I've had friends say to me, actually they said to her, ask her if I made her do this. Not just one, multiple. Ask her if I made her do, like she was given like the warning sign needing help type shit. Right? And then after the fact, oh, yeah, well, I asked her to make sure that you didn't force her into it.
Like, no.
What? And then we've had people that literally, their response, the way they interact with us, it's snotty as hell because of the adult side. People that I have seen fuck other people. I mean, I've been at parties and watched them, you know. I can think of one that I watched them fuck three different people at a hotel party. Really? I mean,
So you're under bright lights with a camera following you around, telling your foot, you know, moving your foot so they get a better view of your crotch. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so. But that's the part that nobody, that part they don't put on X. That part no one puts that out there. And when some of these shows that push it and how glamorous, they don't put that part of it out there. And so it's like you need to know, like, the full scope of what you're getting into. Can it be a lot of fun? Absolutely. But then here's the other real part of it. This is the other reason why I want to bring this up, because a lot of people, we got in the lifestyle as a couple together. The goal was initially, you guys have all heard the story, we were only going to play it together, you know, same room, all that shit. I don't know how far we went from there. And but even though we're still, now we're miles from that, we're still conscious of it. You know, you made the comment Saturday night, go ahead and go. Or no, it's Sunday night. You're like, if an opportunity presents itself, go ahead and go. You don't get to play for a while. It is what it is. We're still conscious of it. But in the lifestyle, people are continuously bitching, guys, because they don't get the attention that the women get. And so there are people that go out and they want to do it as a couple. Mm-hmm. There is opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. If you think the lifestyle is female-driven, you ain't seen nothing. Because it's... And no, it's not that you have to have a 10-foot dick. And no, you don't have to be a ripped bod. No, you don't have to be 23. None of those things. That's not it. But still, it is female-driven. There is more that they want females that fit different looks, different whatever, than it is... The guys, you're not one of the places that you're going to shoot at. It's very full. It's very transparent. Very full disclosure. I'm not allowed to go. I can go, but they wouldn't pay to keep me, put me up or anything else like that. I can't be at the actual shoot. I'm not in the shoot. Mm-hmm. That's that. So that's the other part of it, is you go, well, I want to do this. Understand. You need to have that part of it work through your brain first and foremost. Mm-hmm. A little bit. That's all part of it. If you do the OnlyFans route and you're doing, you know, fans or however you do content, people that are professionals still have times that they have issues. Mm-hmm. Hey, did everybody hear that in the back? Even professionals still have issues at times. I was amazed at that, but it kind of was like, wow, okay. So we are all humans. It's amazing how that works. But when it sounds, well, fuck yeah, I'd fuck her. I want to do that. Yeah, this girl's hot. I would love to do that. Yep, I'm in. When you're sitting there under the hot lights, you know, when somebody's got lights set up and following you around, that's a little different ballgame. And if you're trying to get content... And that isn't happening. That's all part of it. It's just, there's awesome parts with it, but the romantic side has to be put in, it has to be in check. Just a scotch. I know it's a total weird tangent for a show. Totally, it's swinger.
No, I think it's because we've been hit a lot last week and this week about, is he making you do it? No, because he doesn't have that decision.
God.
Even when they're like, you can just have sex, or if you, you know, it's X amount if you do anal. And he's like, well, that's up to you if you want to do anal. I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to do it or not. It depends on what the dick is.
I've never told you to do anything. But it shows the difference of how...
The only time you've hounded me is if, yes, you want another drink.
Yeah, no, that's totally different. The thing is what the reason I bring that up is, though... No one has ever walked up to, because mind you, these are friends in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Never once has I ever had a single person in the lifestyle, and maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, tell me. Walk up and ask you if I made you get in the lifestyle.
No, but we talked about at the beginning that I got tired of being hounded by you, so I gave it.
Right, but I mean, people that didn't know that before, no one had, we've never been to a party. When we were first in the lifestyle, nobody that was in the lifestyle or that knew us, like, a year, walked in, did he make you be in the lifestyle? Is he making you be at this party?
Yeah, no.
You've never been asked that. You've never, mind you, a lot of these are people that have fucked you, but, you know, and so it's just one of those things. You sit there and go, get the irony of the difference there. Understand why we're talking about this. Right there it is. No one, and most people are not going to have anybody in the lifestyle walk up and ask them that. Maybe a vanilla person, that's a different story. But,
oh, there are some people you probably question if they really want to be in it or not.
Right, but as a general rule, I mean, that's not, you. Most people aren't there. We don't think about that, but that's the negative painting or negative picture that goes along with the adult industry. Mm-hmm. When really, it's not that much different. There's a shit ton of adult performers that also work in brothels.
Yeah.
You know what? And they make bank. And it's safe. I can promise you, when you go into a brothel that has a 5-star restaurant with a world-class chef as part of the whole thing, they have a little bit of security. There's a real safety factor that goes with this. This is not like walking up to a car and going, hey, want a party? It's a different ballgame than that. So there's a lot of that. And you go, okay, what, you know, people go, well, but they're still being a sex worker. If you make OnlyFans, you're a sex worker. There it is. If you've made a videotape just for fun, you're a sex worker. You've paid for a party and then making a videotape, you're a sex worker. See how this works? Larry, can't help but wonder how many spouses do force their others into life's intrigue, into the lifestyle. Intriguing thought. I think probably a lot of it's badger.
There's badgering, but that's kind of a way of, that's kind of being, twisting your hand into it.
It is. I mean, you know, in hindsight, you look back and go, okay, well, I probably shouldn't have done that. Well, but okay, I never, so, like, just surprised you at a party with, hey, look, everybody's fucking suck a dick.
Because I'm not well knowledgeable with the BDSM world. If you had a sub-dom and the dom says you're going to fuck this other person, don't you have to do it?
I don't know how that works. I don't know. I mean, know that after 31 years of marriage, I don't have balls enough to tell you that. Seriously, there's no way on God's green earth, I would tell you that. I mean, it makes sense. Larry brings up a good point. I think the bigger thing is nobody questions it. That's the part. No, you don't. Okay, so you look, we're learning stuff.
Oh, okay.
But no one questions it. That's the thing that's so interesting. Everybody laughs about when we tell the story about me hounding, whatever, and you finally go, if you can find somebody who wants to fuck me, blah, 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 blah.
I say hound, but well, go ahead, finish your
thought. Well, but we laugh about it.
We laugh about it because your hounding was, we had our computer set, because this was on desktops, right? So we had our desktop set up in the corner of our bedroom. I would go to bed and you go, hey, you want to be swingers? And I go, oh, stop, you know, and go to sleep. And then, you know, about a month later, hey, do you want to try swinging? Because he's looking at porn. I'm like, what? Just shut up, you know. And then, you know, he wait a year and then looking at porn again and go, hey, do you want to be swingers? You know what? If you can find somebody, fuck me, let's do it.
Right.
And then, serious? Really?
And then I didn't know what to do. Then I was like, train wreck. Real quick, Sarah put this, the sub has more power in the dom sub relationship. See, we learned
I so. Knew that, but I didn't know as far as like telling them what they had to do.
Tiger, my first time in lifestyle was 4-slice badger. Yep. This time it's all free will, laugh out loud. Yep. Sarah joining the lifestyle was my idea, not his. That's fucking funny. Courtney, Brian, and I discussed it and decided to take this journey together. It was a mutual agreement between us both. And I think to varying degrees...
But somebody has to bring it up.
It is. I mean, and I think that's... This was the same thing. Our adventure in the lifestyle has been different because I think a lot of the things that we've done in the lifestyle, once we got in and got going, once we got past the initial... You know, those first couple of years we have some of the rough learning curve things come up. Yeah. It's been just a real natural progression for us.
Yeah.
And when I say rough learning curves, it, you know, It wasn't like the first 2 years was all shitty by any stretch, because it wasn't. But it just seemed like the biggest, if you were going to have an issue, that's when it's like,
when no, but that's and, when you learn it and something comes up and you go, okay, no, we can't do that. Right. No, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah, and that part.
You know, or, hey, can we adjust it and do this instead? Or, hey, you know, can you pay attention a little bit so if he can't get it up, you can help
yeah, out? Can you pull your head out of her vagina for just a second? Yeah, well, and don't kid yourself. The communication with this, there's no difference.
No.
That's the other part. There's no difference. That I guess, here's the other, I guess, red flag that I'd put out there as we talk about this and presenting the whole bigger picture. Shooting video is very hot. Mm-hmm. Filming is very hot. You got to have it out. It's out there and people see it. And you need to be able to be okay. You have to be okay with it. Because once it goes out into the world, it's out there forever. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you don't know if you're going to be okay with it, if you don't know if you're going to be okay with your neighbor jacking off to it, then you probably shouldn't put it out there. Because it's going to be there forever. So, if you... Yeah, let's just
look
video.
At it like swinging. You were watching it?
Mm-hmm.
You dirty man. Isn't that adultery?
Well, no, I'm saying for within the spouse. Yeah, I'm that's all. No. But within the spouse thing. Because it sounds like a great idea. And remember, there's a degree of acting here. So even more, you need to know that ahead of time. So mm-hmm. guess what? If she doesn't like it, she still has to act like she does. Mm-hmm. But you have to be this. Your spouse or significant other has to be okay with that also. Mm-hmm. Because, again, it's exciting. It's like, we're going to put it out there. And then it's out there. So if you're not, it's like any other part of the lifestyle. You can't undo something. Mm-hmm. Right, you can delete it, but it doesn't mean it went away. So you have to really think that through, and you got to make sure you got to think about what are the potential things. We all know, well, if my brother finds your porn site and wants to say anything, well, what were you doing looking at it? That's easy to say. That still doesn't make Christmas less awkward. I mean, you know, seriously, that's the reality of it. And if you do have a family, you do have. You know, it's all great and grand. Oh, it won't happen. But what happens when you do get called into work and somebody sees it or whatever? Those are, we're not saying it's good or bad. It's just things you have to have the conversation with. I think everybody wants to jump. They want to judge porn stars bad, but we want to jump into OnlyFans. I'm telling you, a lot of the adult stars have done a lot of thinking about it before they're doing it. And there's a lot of other parts that go with it. There are former adult stars that are therapists in groups for people that have done it and regret doing it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just like swinging. Once you put your dick in there, well, no matter what else, no matter how much you don't want to believe it, it's been in there. So, I mean, you can't unfuck it. You just can't. There, no, you can't shut the crazy off then. I'm just kidding.
You're stuck in it.
you're stuck. I mean, that's, I don't know. I just think it's funny. And I think that you're going to hear more and more people talk about at events and places shooting, you know, starting their OnlyFans or wanting to start their OnlyFans. Or look, you can have an OnlyFans and if all you do is touch yourself.
Okay. Well, most of mine is. Yeah.
Well, right. And how many? And when do we move into our mansion? When do we move into Castle Casba with the moat and stuff?
And no shit.
I mean, have a realistic approach. I guess the thing is you have to know going into it. Even the people that you see on Twitter that have thousands upon thousands of followers, a lot of them still have other jobs. So, like,
I mean, there are some people that make money off of it. There right. really are.
Right.
But either they have some specialty thing that they do that just draws everybody, or they have messaged the shit out of people. On Snapchat, when I get the random Snapchat from a chick that says, follow my OnlyFans, She gets a picture of me back, flipping her off, saying I'm prettier, or at least I show my face.
Well, and the thing is a lot of people are making a degree of money. It's not Willy Wonka's golden ticket. Mm-mm. I mean, I think that's the part. See, this is the part.
And it doesn't last forever.
This is the part that the shows that pisses me off. That's why I wanted to talk about this, because, and we're talking about it because we're doing it, and so, but I want to make sure that I don't want to give anybody a false presentation in terms of, look, this is not a lottery ticket. That's not how this works. This is not a thing of, okay, you do this and you're going to be Jenna Jameson. That's not how this works. That's the one in the million. That's the exception to the rule. There's a lot of people that do a lot of good work, and they... And I'm
up and coming for Granny Four.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing. There's a window. But, I mean, there's a... People have the thought process that they're going to just, if you do this whole thing, you're just going to have the money just going to roll in. And it's
No,
it doesn't work that way. There's some cool parts, and you can make a degree of money. How much you don't work it is how much you make. There's a lot of that also. Mm-hmm. But remember as well, at some point in time, like everything else, it has a shelf life. Penises and vaginas have a shelf life.
Okay. Just saying. So with 10 minutes left.
Even Jenna Stewart from Bedazium had to build up. So she's hot, too.
So. Yesterday is when I got a text with a company asking me if I would do one. Duh. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like screenshotting and sending you everything I'm getting and my responses and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
What'd that do to you?
It's hot as fuck. Because here's the deal. I like watch porn then the afternoon, put some porn on, and it was because I was feeling kind of fucking frisky, kind of horny. And the part of the porn that was so fucking hot wasn't the girl that was getting railed in the porn that I was watching. It was that I'm envisioning you being the girl getting railed, so going.
It's like swinging all over again.
Oh, yeah.
When you're talking with a couple and you're gonna, and it just ramps you two up. I went to the bathroom and used my vibrator.
It all to me because hot, because it's like, That's gonna be, and I can tell you, having watched you do some while you're doing it, and I was getting help take pictures and stuff. You're working at that time. It's like it's a job thing. But damn, looking at the porn, going, wow. I was watching a gangbang one the other day, and I'm like, you're gonna, that's wow. Mm-hmm. And I can see you getting to it. That's so. Damn.
Larry, my opinion only, but I think it's like professional sports. There is a ton of athletes, but only very few make big money at it. Porn and OnlyFans is the same way.
Absolutely.
Very true.
Absolutely. And the thing, realistic expectations. I just don't, I hate, and you guys have heard me bitch about other sources that make swinging, like, every time you go out on a swinging adventure, it's always perfect. Everybody's dick works, and it's great, and it's the greatest sex ever. Which is complete bullshit, and we all know that. This is the same way. Like, there has to be truth in advertising with this. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that every one of our shows, I promote her OnlyFans page. There's a reason for that. I do it because we want to get more followers, obviously. It's the same thing. If you follow us on Twitter, you'll see I'm putting posts, and we put dirty picture, teaser picture type things on Twitter. Why to do that? Because, hey, if you want to see more, if you want to see the good stuff, it's called marketing. And that's the other part. And you know what? Knowing how to market and how much to market and knowing where the line is, I've been in sales and marketing my whole adult professional life. It's a learning curve. It's not like you just put one out and like, I put a tweet out, an X out, and all of a sudden you've got, 157 followers at $17 a month. No, it doesn't work that way.
No.
It just doesn't. No. Is it a lot of fun? Can it be really hot? Yes. Is it going to be really hot? Yes. Will there be learning curves still? Yes. There's all kinds of cool shit with it. I'm jazzed as hell. Shit. There's expenses with it. Mm-hmm. Just like swinging, it's not free to go to a party usually and all that shit. There's expenses. What was the testing going to Miami? It was
it was like 290 something.
Yeah, 290 something. Miami, by the time you got hotel room, testing, food, travel.
That was a very expensive trip.
It was a very expensive trip. New Jersey. Again, it's like there's expenses that go with it. That's all part of it. So it's not like, not only do you get to make money and fuck people, and it's free. No. Even like the testing places vary in price locally in different places. So it's like, and you have to do it. That's like a non-negotiable thing.
And there's some, like the very first porn star that we ever talked to even said, you make your scenes close together so it fits in the same window for the testing, so you only have to get tested once and have multiple scenes. But
you have to be smart about it. You have to be smart about it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to get, as we're learning stuff, I want to share it with as many people, especially where we're based in the Midwest, because a lot of stuff's on the coast and there's not the same avenues here in the Midwest. And it's going to be fun to be able to share it, because I think when it's all said and done, we can help a lot of people pass on the stuff we learn. Why reinvent the wheel? It's like, okay, hey, great, you know what? Here's a little tidbit we learned. Hopefully it helps. Or we can point people in the right direction. That's why I'm really excited to have like Victoria on the show and Izzy and some of the others, because they've been doing it longer and they're going to be able to tell, like, they're swingers also. So they've straddled both worlds.
They're a hot couple.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are. They have straddled both worlds.
Much younger, but a hot couple.
We're hoping to straddle them. So, anyways, but I mean, that'll be cool to talk about that. See, look at what a great show this was. People like this show. I don't know. I just get tired of it. But get asked about me forcing you into stuff, keeping my pimp hand strong, whatever. And then I saw, like, there's like six different sources I saw this week that were, or last week, that were like, everybody should do this. This is easy, trying to like, you know, this could be you, this could be your adventure too, type shit. And I'm just going, eh, that's false information. It is what it is. But we'll come up with a really good title on this one so that lots of people listen to it. Just saying.
There you go. Rock on.
All right, we're going to go. What do we do now?
Your sponsors.
Oh my god, that's right. Wow. All right, hey, a quick shout out to our sponsors, because they mean the world to me. Oh my lord. Good god. Ah. MotorBunny.com. Get banged by top quality products today. ASN Lifestyle Magazine, 3 million readers, can't be wrong. Smokin' Meats, BBQTreats.com. Rub your meat, make it taste great. Just sit and then grill it. I'm going to go to a party and somebody's going to have a kind of bocce grill. I'm like, no. I don't care what you rub on. I don't care how much orange mango habanero you put on my penis. We're not grilling that son of a bitch. Only when you peed. And don't forget to be safe at all times. MyCupCondom.com/discount/Casma10. Protect yourself. Follow us on Twitter at TruthCrazy, as well as you can follow your Twitter is at Miss Amanda Casba. And you can send us emails at crazy.casba@gmail.com. We still have tickets available, I know it's hard to believe, for the Halloween party, so feel free to get those at crazycasba.com. Seems like I said that a couple of times. That's all right. Follow us on TikTok. I need to make a new video. It'll be awesome. Can't wait for that. So it's going to be cool. I got a good one in mind. Check that out. Everything we do has Casba in it. So if you can find Casba, pick whatever social media you want. Put in Casba.
You are on Google and you type in Casba, one of the images that pops up is me laying on the bed doing chatterbait.
It is. That's right. Yes. Yep.
But like from a distance.
From a distance.
Funny.
Yeah. You need to go on and change your Pornhub stuff out. That's that, huh?
To what?
More up to date stuff. Yeah. You look like a different girl then.
Just a smidge.
So yeah, you need to do that. So
40 pounds less.
With all that being said, so thank you so much for following along. Don't forget to listen to our show on Full Swap Radio as well. And coming soon, I think we're going to start doing the show live on the radio station. So we may start doing the show on live out. On Facebook, Twitter, and the radio station. So it'll be kind of fun. Anyways,
we'll all be... You don't do it on Twitter, you do it on YouTube.
Or on YouTube, that's okay. Yeah, that's right. Whatever. And I will not be in charge of the technology at all.
Fuck. Oh, boy.
With that being said, kids, wow. Doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, and the only way I ever fucking will, man, I need to get my nails done. Casba style. Out.
Bye-bye.